Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They got a tough for everything. You know, like, they're a good football team, and I really like how they've been built. I really like what they've done, you know, start with their general manager and what they've been able to do. Let's be honest. They're one of the teams that you stole the model from, right? Starts up front with those guys. And when you got Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, you got Mafe, you got, you know, D. Hall, you go out and get Lawrence and free agency. You got first rounders and second rounders all over the place in that D-line. And, you know, that's what we've been doing over the last couple of years, you know, with the Dolis and the Rook this year, with the James and the Jalen, trying to build that thing up so you can build it up into that type of a model.
Here we go.
Yeah, so that was Raheem Morris talking about the Seahawks. Brad Gazan's with us. What do you think about the Falcons game on Sunday, Brad? Might as well start there.
Let's go, Falcons. Let's turn this thing around.
Perfect.
Let's start one game at a time.
Perfect.
Midday
show with Andy and Randy.
There we go, yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, broadcasted live from Fido. Draw a day. We're going to find out the World Cup groups later on this afternoon.
Yeah, well, welcome, brother. I saw you walking in. Retirement, how is it? Now, I know you're going to the meeting and everything, because we were just watching you on TV with the proper sit stand, microphone, chest high, strong wrist.
Such good posture.
I mean, good posture. Like, look at Brad over there, man.
I tell you what, I try. No, listen, retirement's been good. Trying to adjust to the new normal and start to really figure out kind of what that new normal is. And if you ask my wife, I've been busier now than before, and so she's like, well, what's all this stuff that you're doing?
Right.
But it's been good, just like I said, trying to figure out what that next path looks like, a little bit of clarity, but I'm enjoying it, and it's been really good.
Having been through a day like today before as a player,
yep.
you know you're in, you know you're going, you're excited, you've qualified, all that, but you're going to find out today the three teams you're going to play against in your group. What's today like for all these guys? And there's 48 teams this year, for all these guys on these teams that are going to find out what next summer is going to start out like for them.
Listen, all eyes are on this draw, and from all over the world, from all corners of the world. You've got players playing all over the place, and they're all watching this draw to know, hey, this is who we're playing. These are the players that I'm going to be going up against. This is what the game's going to look like. Oh, I'm playing this team. That's a huge country. Oh, that team's going to be tricky. All of a sudden, it starts to become that much more real. And as a player, today is when it really starts to set in and says, right, next summer at the 2026 World Cup, this is what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
When you think, because like obviously you played all over the world. Obviously we know you from playing here, but I mean, you played everywhere. You've been in this situation as a player. How do you mentally focus for a World Cup as opposed to playing for your club team or Atlanta United?
Yeah, I mean, listen, first and foremost, you have to make the team, right? You have to be
right.
Selected.
Right.
And so, you know, players that are out there thinking, oh, I'm going to be there next summer, it may not be the case. And I've seen that firsthand with certain guys. And so you've got to go out there and continue to perform for your club team and show the manager of your national team that says, hey, I can be counted on. I'm in good form. I'm ready to be a part of something much, much bigger. And, you know, it's going to be a roster that – listen, there's going to be one or two, three guys that may not actually see the field, but how do they impact the group? How do they help the group? Because it's got to be everybody pulling in the same direction. And so from a player's perspective, you've got to go out and perform knowing that the group is set, knowing the games are set, but you still have to perform leading up to next summer, up until that team selection process.
Brad Guzan joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as we broadcast live from the World Cup selection party, draw day. We're going to find out later on this afternoon all the different groups of four. We'll find out who the U.S. is grouped with and all the other ones as well. There's going to be games here in Atlanta, obviously. We know that. We're very excited about it. We have big games here. We've had Super Bowls here. The SEC Championship game is going to be here tomorrow. What is this going to be like? What is a World Cup game going to be like in Atlanta for fans that have never experienced it?
Listen, when you have one World Cup game, it's like a massive Super Bowl, right? And you would compare it to a Super Bowl. The thing about the city of Atlanta and the World Cup in 2026 for us, we've got eight games. Right. And so we've got eight Super Bowls. And it is going to be back to back to back to back to back. And it is going to be an influx of fans, of visitors from countries from all over the world. And listen, they may be fans that aren't even here to support the teams that are playing in the Benz, sure. But they're going to be here because Atlanta is where they're able to make it to.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're going to be a part of the fan fest, and they're going to be a part of the watch parties. And there's going to be parties happening all around the city. Not everyone's going to be able to make it into the stadium, and that's okay because there's going to be so many other activities going on around the stadium.
Brad, what do you think of our chances this year in the World Cup, the men's national team?
I mean, listen, there have been games where the performance hasn't been good enough, and when you look at it, it's been absolute doom and gloom, and we're terrible, and everything, you know, the sky's falling, it's the end of the world. Then you go back to the last two friendlies against Paraguay and Uruguay, and they performed excellently. They were unbelievable, and if they perform like that in the World Cup in 2026, the sky's the limit, right? Being on home soil, the passion and the support that they're going to feel from our home fans, from having it here in their backyard, it's going to be amazing, and I think, like I said, the sky's the limit, and I wouldn't be surprised of advancing to the quarterfinal and doing something really, really special.
There's got to be a lot of pressure as well, I would think. I mean, with the tournament being here, and, I mean, there's been so much talk World Cup after World Cup about this is the group, this is the group, this is the most talented collection of American players we've ever had. Like, what do you think that is like, having it here, having that expectation on them?
I think, listen, we've got players that are playing all over the world, playing in big countries in Europe. We've got players that are a part of MLS Cup teams, and they have had this pressure before. And when you play a World Cup in your home country, they're never going to have this opportunity again. And so instead of looking at it from a pressure standpoint, look at it from a support standpoint, from a team aspect, right? And we're all in this together. The players are representing the fan base, and go out there and put everything you have into it. I think at this level, the margins are so fine.
Right.
And knowing that you've got the supporters and the fan base of an entire country behind you, like I said, it gives you that little bit extra.
If you could pick one country, I know they're all great, and we wanted to welcome everybody to Atlanta and all that, but if you could pick one non-U.S. country to have a game here, who would it be?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think when you look at the countries, you mentioned 48 teams, there's going to be a huge amount of teams, and the possibility of there's going to be some minnows, right? And you look at the sports culture here in Atlanta, you look at, you know, the Braves, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but a country like Curacao, country like Haiti, all of a sudden now they're coming to the big show, the World Cup, down at the Benz. I think something like that would be amazing.
I think so too. Brad, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, BJ.
That, as always, congrats
absolutely
again,
brother.
On retirement.
Thanks, guys.
We'll catch up soon. That's Brad Guzan, media superstar.
Yeah, man.
Atlanta United legend. I mean, World Cup vet, also played in a couple World Cups with Team USA in 2010, 2014. And now he's an ambassador for the thing, which is really cool.
Freaking awesome.
I mean, yes, it would be awesome. Like, Haiti is an incredible story.
Yes.
Curacao is an
yes.
incredible story. And obviously with the tie-in with a lot of Atlanta Braves are from Curacao, so maybe there's a way to kind of support that way.
I want to see the damn Brazilians.
I want the Brazilians too, Randy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been to Curacao. Beautiful country. Beautiful. Fun people.
Where is it?
It's like right close to the tip of South America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Got it.
A lot of fun. Me and my wife had a wonderful time. I wasn't in Brazil.
Yeah.
But with the boys. Yeah.
But Brazil, yeah.
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 Brazil coming to Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's just a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Like,
we could compare the yams.
Yeah.
Southern yams versus foreign yams. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean,
the original BBLs.
I mean, that's what the B stands for. Well, one of them. They literally put the B in BBL.
Written the BBA.
Yeah, no, that's the answer. The answer is Brazil. I really want Brazil to play here. I would love it if Norway played here as well. personal reasons.
Yeah, I mean, you can see your people.
And Norwegian women are also beautiful
yes.
as well.
All the women are beautiful.
In a different way. I know, that's the thing. We were kind of doing this earlier.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know, that country. This Every country has beautiful people.
Yeah, man, beautiful.
Yeah, man. And we'll welcome all of them with open arms. Going to find out a little bit later on today what all the groups are going to be, and that's going to be really cool. And Abe was telling us we're not going to know for sure until tomorrow,
yes.
like where all the games are going to be
yes.
played at.
Yes.
So, but I guess Group H has two games here for sure.
Yes.
So once we find out who Group H is, we'll have a pretty good idea of at least who the teams might be.
Right.
And then again, there's six other games beyond that. Like Brad said, that eight Super Bowls coming to
town.
That's
crazy. That's crazy. I hate to try. How
pretty
you describe
cool.
that.
Pretty cool.
It's crazy.
The SEC Super Bowl is going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Obviously, you know, these two teams, these two program fan bases, everybody's familiar with each other.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's the damn because everything. And I always say this: whenever the distractions and all these other things, as far as you know, do you want to be there and all that? None of that matters when the ball kicked off. You know what I mean? The players aren't thinking about, oh, man, I wish we had a break or something like that. It's a game where you get to be the champion of the best conference in football, you know. And obviously we talked earlier, Bama's not assured. Yes, Georgia's going to go to the playoffs. Yes, we understand that.
Right.
But
it still matters.
It still matters.
But Georgia will go even if they don't
yes,
win the game.
Yes, we'll go to the playoffs.
Bama might not. They might not.
And so you're going to get their best shot, you
yep.
know. And I think if you look at – and anything can happen tomorrow, but I think – I know we're better than when we played them in Athens. We're a better football team
definitely agree.
Than when we played them. Now, Ty Simpson has not had his best, you know, since that Georgia.
Yeah.
He was absolutely phenomenal against Georgia.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is.
It's been a couple weeks since he played like that.
He has it, though.
Yeah.
This dude is cold-blooded. They got receivers. I don't know where Jam is. One of their best defensive linemen is out, a disruptor. Uh-huh. And we know that we're without our quarterback of our offensive line. We're without Drew Bobo, the guy who sets the defenses and everything. And so how does Bama go about it? I think, you know, they're gonna make us earn it. Can we run the football? It's going to be most important.
Yeah. No,
that's going to be the big thing for Georgia. Can Georgia run the football? Because I think
Bama can't. Yeah.
But I think if Georgia's got to be able to run the ball.
Yeah.
And then Gunner's got to make the plays when it's there. I thought that, you know, Tech could not say necessarily confused them, but they played a little bit more zone.
It was a really weird performance.
Exactly. It was just
– It was the worst he's
it
played.
It wasn't shaky, but it was like
– Yeah, it just wasn't – what we had seen
yeah.
over the last, like,
six
games.
Like the interception.
Yeah, it was a bad throw.
It's a bad throw.
Yeah.
They're in a zone
yep.
coverage.
Yep.
Throw it away from
yep.
the linebacker. That's going to be the thing tomorrow. I mentioned.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know if it was the kind of the game plan they were using was pretty vanilla. Or I don't know. Was he amped up because it was Tech? Like, I don't know. But that, we hadn't seen Gunner look like that
yeah.
really since he turned the corner in the second half against Tennessee.
Right.
I mean, that was really kind of – since then had been playing some great quarterback. Yeah, he's going to have to play well tomorrow also. Roddy Nabalsi is going to join us next, as he always does, on Fridays at 11:40 before Georgia games. Obviously, SEC championship game qualifies as that. He'll give us more information about Drew Bobo and kind of what the options are behind him and maybe timeline and all that, because I think Roddy's going to be joining us live, like, from Drew Bobo's closet. Like, he's in there spying on him, seeing what kind of treatment he's getting. So we're going to get the scoop from Roddy from UGASports.com coming up next. He always picks his walk-up music as well in relation to the game. What do you think this one's going to be?
I don't know.
I mean, where's it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's his confidence level?
Got to get right, maybe.
Or something about, like, the boogeyman. I don't know. Something like that. I don't know. It'll be interesting. find out together. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks again to Brad Guzan for hanging out with us here for a few minutes. So we broadcast live from Fido World Cup selection party. Draw day. We'll find out in about an hour exactly what all the groups are going to look like in the 2026 World Cup. But we'll come back and chat with Roddy Nabalsi after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.